Glad my next guest is here, the Alan and Helen Hunting Director, Annis Water Resources Institute. We talk every other month with Dr. Alan Steinman, Executive Director of the Institute. Good morning to you, Dr. Steinman.
Good morning to you, Shelley.
Is it as cold on the lakeshore as it is here in Grand Rapids?
It's a bit nippy, but the sun is brilliant, yeah. And it's reflecting off the lake, and it's just gorgeous.
Thanks for that attitude. Resources Institute, the Annis Water Resources Institute. Let's start with what this institute is charged to do, Alan.
Well, our mission is to integrate research, education, and outreach to preserve and enhance the water resources of our region.
You know that to memory, don't you?
If I didn't, something would be desperately wrong.
Thank you for your leadership. Let's talk with a couple of updates. I know there is an Institute Distinguished Alumni in Resident visit. You want to talk about Mr. Parker?
Aaron Parker. So the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at GVSU has this Distinguished Alumnus in Residence program. And different departments have the opportunity to bring in distinguished alumni over time. And this year, the AWRI, the Annis Water Resources Institute, identified Aaron Parker, who had gotten his master's degree here back in 2007. And Aaron actually has had a really interesting work experience and itinerary over his relatively short time period as a professional. He was working for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and working on the electrical barrier over several years and identifying fish as they were moving through the barrier, which they shouldn't be doing. And so some of Aaron's work was really interesting, and as he presented about that. And we were just fascinated by the videos that he had, and that information is now getting out into the scientific literature as they start to publish it, and I've identified where the weaknesses are. And we talked a few months ago about the Brandon Road report that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers finally released, talking about what other new what management practices they're going to implement in order to beef up the electrical barrier. And a lot of those activities are predicated on the kind of work that Aaron did, identifying where the shortfalls were with the electrical barrier. So that was really exciting. Then Aaron, a few years ago, got a position with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. He wanted to come back home to Michigan, and now he had worked on Flint for a while, and now he's been placed in charge of the harmful algal bloom program within the inland lakes of the state of Michigan. So he continues to rise in terms of his occupational responsibilities, and we are very proud to have him as an alum from Grand Valley, from the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and from the Annis Water Resources Institute.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Short update, if you would, on what's happening with Wolverine's groundwater issues.
Oh, boy. You know, we talked about this 2 months ago as well when, you know, the issue had started to get some traction with the local media. Our environmental chemist here at AWRI, Dr. Rick Radisky, has really been out in front on this. In fact, he was one of the people who first brought it to the attention of DEQ several years ago, and then finally in January of this year, thanks to a memo that he had sent to DEQ, they finally started to recognize the magnitude of the issue and the human health implications of this problem. And since then, as it's been investigated more thoroughly, we continue to find more and more problems. The geographic extent of the problem has gotten larger, which is, of course, is of concern. They've now identified, I think, over 70 wells that these are domestic wells of people's homes that are above the threshold that EPA has developed for these toxic chemicals. And so the problem continues to grow. Rick has been, you know, very much involved in helping provide that scientific expertise. He's viewed as an objective scientist, and so his opinions are valued from both sides. And we're just very proud of the work that he's been doing. It's just unfortunate that his skill set had to be employed for this kind of an issue. We hope that it'll be resolved quickly, and we hope that the human health implications are kept to a minimum. But some of these problems have been going on for years without detection, and it's going to take some time to figure out, you know, what the real issues are. The state is doing an epidemiological study to find out if there are cancer clusters in this region north of Grand Rapids, and once those studies are done, and I think they'll be finished within a month or two, we'll have a better idea of how problematic this really is. Right. But it's just tragic.
We'll ask you about it in a couple months, if we may. Dr. Alan Steinman with us, Alan D. Steinman, Annis Water Resources Institute, where he leads Janet Bale and the Project WET. You want to talk about this conference in Traverse City?
Sure. Well, let's talk a little about Project WET first, because I'm not sure everybody knows what that acronym stands for. It's Water Education for Teachers, and it's an environmental education program located not just in the U.S., but internationally as well. It's the foundation, the Project WET Foundation, is housed in Bozeman, Montana, and its mission, I suspect you could call this, is really to develop and deliver water education resources. They also organize special water events, but it's to get out to students and adults to understand what really is going on for water. So we teach the teachers as part of Project WET, if you want to put it in that way. And it came to Michigan about 1995, and in 2000, our institute was selected to assume the leadership of Project WET in the state of Michigan. And Janet is the coordinator for that. And as the coordinator, we are involved in facilitating the training of the educators and doing workshops around the state. So basically, the annual conference migrates around the country, and this past year, the coordinators met up in Traverse City in October, just last month, where, you know, we had highlights out to Sleeping Bear National Lakeshore. We had talks from Michigan Sea Grant and workshops on new early childhood guides as well. So Janet, in that role, helped facilitate that entire conference. We give her a lot of credit for that. And she's on the Project WET conference planning team, and the next conference next year in 2018 will be in Mystic, Connecticut, and she'll be involved in that as well. So It's a great opportunity for Janet to be involved at a state, national, and even international level to represent the university and to represent the institute in her capacity as a vessel and education coordinator here at AWRI.
One more talking point, if I may, a new internal grant funded on raising water awareness. Hey, this is through music and dance, Alan?
Yeah, this is interesting. I'm glad you brought this up, Shelley. It was one of those serendipitous events. It was after the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences kickoff meeting this past fall, and they have a barbecue lunch afterwards, and I was sitting down with one of my colleagues from geography. He's Korean, Kin Ma, and some of his Korean friends were across the table, one of whom was the assistant professor of music, a pianist, Suk Young Cho. And we just started talking about what we do, who we are, and we recognized there was an opportunity here to collaborate. And so we brought in modern dance as well. And so Hannah Seidel from dance, Suk Young Cho from music, and myself decided that we would send in a proposal to talk about how we can raise water awareness through science, music, and dance, try to really bring in the liberal arts component that is the cornerstone of Grand Valley State University. And we were very fortunate enough to be funded to do this. And so what we'll be doing over the next year is composing original music, choreographing original dance pieces to a narrative that I'll be writing dealing with water awareness, and we'll be bringing in dancers from New York. We're going to be working with Bill Ryan from the music department to compose new music, and then we'll have free performances in Muskegon next October and then in Grand Valley in the lobby of the Louis Armstrong Theater October 19th and 20th. It'll probably be about an hour long, and they'll be totally free, and we'll see how it turns out. I'm pretty excited. It's certainly some new space for me to be working in, but I'm also a little intimidated working with these dancers and musicians and way, way out of my comfort zone.
Oh, you're an athlete, Dr. Steinman. Oh, maybe not that kind of athlete. But
maybe not.
Awesome. Boy, anything else we need to know as we, I guess, I won't speak again, according to our schedule, till 2018?
Wow. Well, you know, if something comes up, I'll certainly let you know, but I think that's good enough for now.
Yeah, that's great. How do we find out more information about the Institute, please?
Please visit our website at www.gvsu.edu/WRI.
Great. Dr. Alan Steinman, you hold the Alan and Helen Hunting Director seat with the Honest Water Resources Institute Executive Director. Take care.
Thank you.